This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I want to give one last thank you to the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota for their longstanding support of our program and the people of Minnesota who have helped make this show possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. It has been an honor to be here in Crosby tonight. We've enjoyed it. The people have been nice. And I'm not just saying that. You've been nice to a degree that I cannot properly describe. It is a niceness that is unmitigated kindness that flows, and it's almost alarming.
Let's not overdo it.
No,
here.
I am not kidding. From the moment we arrived in town, it has been over-the-top niceness from the people of Crosby, Ironton, Deerwood, and surrounding area.
Thank you all very, very much.
Yes.
Minnesota nice. Yeah.
Now, for me, it's kind of a homecoming. I didn't grow up in this area, but my family has a history here. You know, 100 years ago when all the mines were running full bore and all the red ore days, miners, immigrants would be moving from town to town, from range to range. It's not uncommon to find stories of families that were on the Vermilion Range, the Mesabi Range, Cuyuna Range, maybe making a rotation, wherever the work was. And that was my family's story too. And in the 50s, my great-grandfather, grandfather, and dad were all here. My dad was a baby. But my great-grandfather and grandfather closed one of the last underground mines in the Pennington Pit area, and they actually had a mine that they think, family legend states, that it was called the Brown Mine. We don't know. My great-grandfather had an interest in the mine, and he and my grandfather worked there in the underground, one of the last ones that ran around here, and when it finally did collapse, fortunately no one was hurt, that was it. That was the end of the underground mine. So it's a time of, these stories are like mysteries. And there's a picture on my wall in my office at home. It's my great-grandfather, family called him Poppy, holding my dad as a baby. And my dad has pulled his comb out of his work shirt and is waving it around with a kind of a mysterious look, like, what is this thing? And so much of, well, any family's history, especially on the ranges, especially when the generations change the way they have in the last 100 years of the Iron Range, we have to unwrap our fathers' and mothers' mysteries. We have to understand this world that came before us. And it was very different than the one we're in now. And the biggest example I can think of is a little boat. I have a boat story. When my grandfather and great-grandfather were here in Crosby, my great-grandfather bought a mining executive's nice little wooden speedboat. They sailed it across, moved it across Serpent Lake with a boat lift, floated that across. And this boat was in our family for a very long time. It was one of those things, though, where it was fine so long as the boat never touched lake water. You know, because it was wood. You understand, boats were wood then. And it's a little like, I'm trying to think of a way to put this, but what if you went into your grandma's house or something and found her best piece of antique furniture, like a chiffon robe or something really nice, finished up, real pretty, put a motor on that, and take it around the lake a few times. Now put it back in Grandma's house and pretend like nothing happened. Okay, how long could you do that before Grandma would notice? You know, you probably couldn't do it for very long, and that was the story. You could do it for 3 generations, though, which is how long this boat made it, until eventually we had to give up on the hull, and Dad stripped the parts off and made a new boat out of a fiberglass hull that looked just like it. And ladies and gentlemen, that boat has ended up somehow in my garage. up north, near the Mesabi Range where I live now, and in Itasca County, I have a boat that I do not fully understand how to start or operate or maintain properly.
And it could be yours for 4 easy payments of $19.95.
I won't be doing that. But it's this mystery. And how do we get this thing going? I know it could go. I could make it go. But it's one of these things we have to figure out in life. What do we do with the boat in your garage that represents 4 generations of your family's history that you cannot access? Take a picture?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nikolai's really sentimental. He's a real sentimental guy. Well, anyway, thank you all for being here. It's good to be home in Crosby, home for my family anyway, and